All right. Hi there, it's Rocket in here, your podcaster. And before I am going to read the first day of issue for today, you're not going to believe it because I actually have my own stamp for this particular podcast I'm going to talk about. And I also have the towel that comes with it. So I will try to put it all together in one picture, or maybe I will collage so you can so you'll know what I am talking about. So the podcast for today, the first day of issue stamp, is about the pharmacy. And as usual, this was written by Rexford A. Bristol, Chairman Executive Committee for the Foxborough Company, and the letterhead. And the date on this one is November 10, 1972. Mr. G. Lubriere, General Foreman, Uniroyal Inc., Chemical Division, P.O. Box 73496, Baton Rouge, Louisiana, 807. Yes. Dear Mr. Lubriere, his store usually occupies a corner location on some busy street. He sells all manners of gadgets, personal adornment products, alluring blandishments. That's primarily because his cheap stock in trade, prescriptions and drugs, by themselves simply cannot pay the overhead. We're referring here, quite obviously, to pharmacists everywhere whom this first day of issue honors. Next paragraph. At one time or another, all of us have witnessed the dramatic restorative powers of remedies your physician prescribes and your pharmacist prepares. Many of these have come to earn the title wonder drugs. And yet, whenever sickness occurs, no matter how slight the upset, in our own minds at least, we will often automatically classify as miracle worker any medication which provides quick, safe, welcome relief. Next paragraph. In addition to the doctor, your nearby pharmacist has another staunch ally, the large, resourceful, privately funded companies engaged in the manufacture of pharmaceutical concern invests great sum each year in research and development. It is with this segment of the healing art team that we at Foxborough have long had close ties. By means of specialized instruments and controls such as batch reactors, sanitary components, dryer control, feed forward and feedback programming, and carefully integrated computer control systems, Foxborough keeps a responsive finger and the pulse needs of the pharmaceutical industry. Last paragraph. Staying healthy offers its own precious fitness rewards, even if we sometimes tend to take this for granted. But at illness periods, when assistance is urgently required, that's when we really appreciate the prompt, efficient, dependable support of the qualified professional behind the pestle and mortar. Sincerely, the Foxborough Company, Rexford A. Bristol. This is pretty nice. I really like it so much because my daughter-in-law is a pharmaceutical. And this I could appreciate. And everything that Rexford A. Bristol podcasted, I learned so much. I am learning and I will be learning more. I have so much more to podcast. Anyway, thank you for listening and come back again. Bye.